You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our guest on ABQ Connect, Dr. Russ Humphreys, joins us again. And Dr. Humphreys, I can't tell you how much it's appreciated, how generous you are with your time to come on the air with us in past times with Ray Mondragon and Peter Benson and Jim Williams and others. So much appreciate your time today.
Well, I appreciate Albuquerque and K-Light, and I'm happy to sort of look forward to seeing some old friends when John Baumgartner and I come to Calvary Chapel East for this mini creation conference.
Well, I'd so much appreciate Pastor Cowan and his hospitality up at Calvary Chapel East in Albuquerque. That's near Indian School and Tramway. For this mini creation conference, it's coming Friday and Saturday, May 24th and 25th. It's a free event, and it's presented by the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, along with Noah Webster College. And speakers will include our guest today, Dr. Russ Humphreys and Dr. John Baumgartner. And several topics are going to be covered. And, you know, without stealing your thunder, Dr. Humphreys, I was hoping to walk through some of the topics that you'll be covering. If you could give a tease to our audience, I guess we could start with biblical apologetics. You know, Scripture's pointing to a young world. Why the age issue is important? Do you want to address that?
Yes, it's something a lot of people don't know, and a lot of pastors teach that. The age of the earth is not an important issue, but I'm going to point to scriptures that talk about a young world, and they either clearly declare or strongly imply the world is young. That's thousands of years, not billions of years. And there is no scripture which clearly says the world is old. I'll discuss six of those young world scriptures and show how they're relevant to the gospel and the reliability of the Bible. So it is an important issue. And I also will touch on the best scripture that an older Christian will point to and discuss that. So that's pretty much what I'll talk about starting at 6:30 Friday evening on May the 24th.
Very good. So clearly equipping people to have discussions on the topic, which is always greatly appreciated. And now that
right.
That is on the schedule for Friday night and that evening session with you and Dr. Baumgartner, who, by the way, that evening will be talking about how ought a Christian respond to the claims of evolution, continuing equipping us for those conversations. But that'll be it starts at 6:30 on Friday night. And again, this is a free mini creation conference at Calvary Chapel East in Albuquerque near Indian School and Tramway on Friday and Saturday, May 24th and 25th. And Dr. Humphreys, you're back up bright and early on Saturday, the 25th. That session gets underway at 8 a.m. Hopefully we'll get you a good a New Mexican breakfast burrito with the red or green or Christmas, whatever. Whatever.
Well, my green chili addiction is working full force, and I'm looking forward to it, assuaging it.
Yeah, well,
a little bit.
Well, hopefully they'll get it hot enough to get those endorphins going. And
oh, yes. Yeah.
But on Saturday morning, on earth science, biology, dating methods, the topic of your conversation that morning, science evidence for a young earth.
Yes. So I'll start at 8. But few people are aware that most of the relevant scientific data are in favor of a young world. I said most. That was a real surprise to me when I first started studying this as a young Christian many years ago. So of the few hundred natural processes that have some bearing on the age issue, only about 10% at first sight seem to favor billion-year ages. And the other 90% are very little publicized and therefore unknown even to most scientists, favor much smaller ages, ages that could be as small as the face value biblical age of 6,000 years. So I'll show over a dozen simple examples. I emphasize that they're fairly simple examples of such evidence, and show you how to find an online article with references giving 101 such items. So also I'll talk about the 10% of data that seem to favor billions of years age, and talk about answers that we have been finding through creation science research to this. We've got some fairly good answers. Carbon-14 dating has now become a friend of creationism, and we've found that helium leaks from radioactive crystals in granite so fast that the Earth can only be about 6,000 years old. And findings like that do away with most of the 10% of items that everybody knows about that seem to favor an old Earth. So,
all right. Well, I'm sure it will be compelling, and you won't be done after that session. Your looks like your final session gets underway at 10:30. Is that astronomy, a more biblical cosmology?
Right, right. At 10:30, there's. I've had three cosmologies, and this is my third, and it incorporates pieces of the first two. But it's this one is actually quite different, and it depends on three strong clues in Genesis chapter 1. That the speed of light up in the heavens was extremely high during the first 4 days of creation, after which it returned to what we regard as normal. And the speed of light controls the speed of time. Not many people know that. And so, but Earth days were of normal length, but out in the heavens, time and physical events were happening much faster. So that explains that that billions of years worth of events would occur way out there before the end of the fourth day on Earth. So this also explains how the light from distant galaxies would get to us by the end of the fourth day. So the heavens would have a real history of seemingly billions of years, but actually it would be much shorter. And anyhow, that allows God to display his glory, full glory in the heavens. So anyhow, hope it will make sense to you when you come, and
yeah.
I'll do my best to make it simple and sensible, mostly biblical.
I love that. I love oriented, because that's exactly what I was thinking. You know, the thought being not to make the Bible fit science, but using the Bible, which we trust to be inerrant, to explain science. And on this last topic, you know, for those that have trouble understanding or being sold on that concept, is it as simple as, first of all, it's supported, but God can do whatever God wants to do that fits into who he is.
Yes, I agree. But in Genesis chapter 1, there are things that God said he did that nobody seems to have paid much attention to. So I'm going to bring those things out, and they solve most people's problems with what they see in the heavens.
Really looking forward to that. Now, for those listening, Dr. Humphreys, and considering, maybe students that they're thinking about bringing, is the content that's going to be covered really just about any student age? Would you make a suggestion in that area?
Is there what
for age appropriate for walking through actually each of your opportunities to speak?
Is there a good context? Well, there was something called the Creation Answers book that came out many years ago and had several editions, and it's put out by several different organizations. Some people have called it the Creation 101, like the first year course in college.
Yeah.
That's a good reference, I think. And several different organizations have their version of that, and it's a good reference. So.
And then, again, I want to call people's attention to the resources found on the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico website, csfnm.org. And it seems to me in our past discussions, Dr. Humphreys, one of those links had a lot of the work that you had done that they can go and review.
Yes, it's a good resource for most other scientists in creationism, too. The website is creation.com. That's not hard to remember.
Yeah.
And then you can do a search in the search engine for last name Humphreys, Humphreys, and you'll see a lot of things that I've written. But you could also search for Baumgartner, John Baumgartner's name, and find his works. And it's just generally a good reference. So you could go to their Q&A page. That's a tab on the first page that you see at creation.com, and just look at the Q&A, and these are titles that answer the most common questions that people have, and so it's a good research and resource for students, I would think.
Very good. Well, again, Dr. Russ Humphreys has been our guest. In preparation for the Mini Creation Conference coming to Albuquerque May 24th and 25th. Dr. Humphreys, thank you so much for your generosity with your time and with your resources and your ongoing efforts to share the truth. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, so thank you.
All right. And again, the Mini Creation Conference, Calvary Chapel East in Albuquerque. That's near Indian School and Tramway. That's Friday and Saturday, May 24th and 25th. It is a free-to-attend conference, and you'll find the details on a couple of different websites. And during the conference, you'll hear from not only our guest today, Dr. Russ Humphreys, but Dr. John Baumgartner, who both Dr. Humphreys and I have mentioned. The websites to find information are calvarychapeleast.com, or you can go to the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico website, csfnm.org. Safe travels, Dr. Humphreys, and we'll look forward to having you here soon.
Oh, I am looking forward to it, too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us.